Here are today's top stories. Well, the pregame has started, the parties are serving appetizers, and the social media has filled up the old snark tank for tonight's big event, the first debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. It'll take place on the campus of Hofstra University on Long Island, New York, if we didn't already know this was a New Yorker election. What's at stake? An ABC poll said 1 in 5 voters could make up or change their mind after tonight's debate. Really? Has anyone ever watched a debate before? This is going to be an hour and a half of snore. Also, for those who believe that Donald Trump will do poorly because he's too loosey-goosey with the facts, remember that George W. Bush debated. And I believe he won a few. See John Kerry? So really, you know what? This is not rocket science. 100 million people are expected to watch. And 75 million will flip back and forth for their favorite sitcom. 20 million forget about it entirely and start watching videos on Facebook. And another 5 million will start a decoupage project. What should we be looking for tonight? Who articulates the best ideas? Who blows their top first? Will Jennifer Flowers be sitting in the front row? And will she get an uninterrupted 5 minutes? Also, who's getting voted off the island tonight? Ah! I've lost all perspective. Is this a debate or a reality show? Also, stop inviting people to a debate. This isn't the Lakers game. It's not even the Clippers game. Stop. Lester Holt's the moderator, so even though they wanted to be all New York, a little Chicago slipped in. We'll have full coverage throughout the night, including the live debate starting at 8 o'clock. In other news, another gangbanger shot and killed a man after a skirmish near Millennium Park this weekend. This is getting big headlines since it happened near one of the major tourist destinations in town, making some wonder if this will affect the city's reputation. The noted gangbanger was arrested over 30 times, including a couple of gun charges. Wait, 30-plus times. I know Sheriff Dart says that the jails are overcrowded, but this guy, he's probably be in jail, right? 30-plus times. Was he running red lights? Jeez, that's crazy. Crime happens all over Chicago, including downtown, all the time. So for everyone saying that this is an eye-opener, I'd say open your eyes. The only reason it's news is because, well, it's on the news. The Chicago Teachers Union revealed the results of the strike vote. 95% of the union voted to walk out. Leaders will meet later this week to authorize a strike, which would have them walk out of schools in 10 days or so. So what's it mean? It means a heavy dose of Cartoon Network and some work-from-home days are in your future. They better have this stuff wrapped up by Halloween, though. I mean, you're going to take away the Halloween parades? The little kiddos dressed up like vampires going classroom to classroom? You're going to take that from us? That's all we got! Step it up, Karen Lewis. Figure this out, Forrest Claypool. Don't take that away. That's all we live for. In social media news, Disney is reportedly interested in buying Twitter. Wow, imagine the toys alone. Why Disney? Well, Twitter does allow you 140 characters, and Disney is looking for new characters, so the movie hashtag is going to be out in no time. In weather, scientists say the Earth is the warmest it's been in the past 120,000 years. Hey, I don't care what scientists say. Today was nice. It's nice. Real nice. In sports, the pit boss, David Ross, got a great send-off at Wrigley as Papa Smurf, Joe Madden, took him out for a curtain call last night. I've never seen anything like that. Have you? A catcher being taken out like a pitcher would be? Never saw Gary Carter do that. Johnny Bench? Jody Davis? No. This team, man. So fun. The Cubs are done at Wrigley till the playoffs. They're in Pittsburgh tonight with absolutely nothing to play for. They'll still win. The Mets, Cardinals, and Giants are all within a game and a half of each other with 1 week to play. What happens if they all tie for the wild card? Well, the world explodes. I don't know. Or they all play each other. Same game, which is what I imagine cricket is like. Right? The Sox shut down the Indians and wouldn't let them clinch the division this weekend. Hey, let's petition the league, see if we can keep the regular season going for like another month. The Sox seem to be heating up. Right? This classic Robin Ventura right here. The Blackhawks started training camp this weekend, and Duncan Keith was a participant after being limited all offseason with a knee injury. Good to see him back on the ice. The Hawks are all back on the ice Wednesday for the first preseason game. The Bulls had media day today at the United Center. The media got to see Dwayne Wade and good old number 3. No Rose, no Noah, no Gasol, no problem. Nice to have media day without Derrick Rose, though, right? How's the knee? We didn't hear that one. Did you take the ACT? Well, we didn't hear that one. Are you going to jail for rape? You know, we didn't hear all the Derrick Rose questions. We just skipped it. Must have been really boring. Also, there was another sports story to talk about. What was it? Last night, I feel like Chicago was on a national stage in one of the sports. It was a major sport. God, football maybe? Yeah. I'll remember it. Nothing to see here. Nothing at all. Move along. Also, Notre Dame catfish star Monte Teo, remember him? He blew out his Achilles this weekend in Indianapolis, playing for the Chargers, and he is out for the year. Ugh. And finally tonight, having problems passing kidney stones? Well, doctors have a suggestion. Roller coasters! I guess if you ride a rickety roller coaster, it can help jar the stones, as well as your neck, head, shoulders, and overall body. But hey, you know the saying, you gotta break some eggs to pass a kidney stone. Yeah. That's the carry out for September 26, 2016. Hey, we have a special tonight on shots. Every time you hear Trump say unbelievable, huge, or Benghazi, shots are free. We may have to get some extra booze.